More than 150 Gulf Power storm crew members left Pensacola and Panama City early Tuesday morning for heavily damaged areas downstate, but not before getting the juice back on for 13,000 customers in Bay County who were knocked out by Tropical Storm Irma's high winds.
We had no idea how hard we were going to get hit here, but there was an expectation that we could see about 20,000 of our customers without power. And when we saw everyone here was taken care of, we knew it was time that we could send our crews out to help others that were really impacted by this.
Kimberly Blair at the utility says the Gulf Power contingent joins 33,000 other utility workers, some from California and Canada, who are providing assistance. And there's plenty to do for everyone.
One team in particular will be down in the Tampa area, and that area right now has more than 300,000 customers without power. Other teams may be dispersed to other areas. You know, when you get these teams on the ground, things are moving quickly. It's really kind of hard to know exactly where they're going to be needed till they get on site.
Gulf Power crews could be gone as long as 3 weeks for the massive restoration effort in South Florida.
If poles need to be replaced, lines need to be replaced, everything that they can do to help get and restore power as quickly and safely as possible to those customers.
While Gulf Power has taken part in nearly 40 out-of-service area deployments since 2008, Blair says it's different this time.
There is a great expectation that much of the power grids in the south part of the state will have to be rebuilt, and that could mean transmission towers, you know, new transmission lines. It could be quite a bit of work. And as we all know, anyone who's been here for any length of time at all knows how much damage Hurricane Ivan impacted on our grid and how much work had to go into restoring and rebuilding it.
That rebuild and hardening of infrastructure has cost Gulf Power more than $225 million. Investments in the power grid since 2010 have improved overall reliability by about 20%. For their more than 460,000 customers.
We believe that had a lot to do with the fewer outages than anticipated. I think this storm showed us that those storm hardening improvements really paid off.
The response to Irma is also serving as a shakedown cruise of sorts for Gulf Power's Emergency Management Center. Located at its McCrary Training Center in Pensacola, this is the first activation since it was built 3 years ago.
Our teams train all the time, and they do a lot of storm aid to other communities. So they get a lot of real-world training, I guess you could say, and involvement all the time. We also train here on a regular basis, and we just had two storm drills right before Irma.
The EMC, which can withstand 200-mile-an-hour winds, serves as a hub for major storm events to coordinate and execute power restoration plans ASAP. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.